right, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C. A very rainy Washington, D.C., I might add, folks. I'm getting set up with a new computer here, and I'm telling you, you know, you know, the hell with these computer companies, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I have documents here that I've had, Microsoft documents, and forgive me if I'm boring anyone. Well, I guess everybody's listening here on the Internet, so you know a little bit about computers. I've worked in Microsoft Word for years, and I have had Microsoft Word documents going back to some of my earliest computer that I got back in 1993. And you know that now I can't open them up on this new computer, so I have to go through all sorts of fancy little contortions to open them up? What a racket. Almost as bad as the Federal Reserve System. Well, folks, here we are. It is Wednesday night, June 4th. And the big headline in the Washington Post today said Obama claims Democratic nomination. But you know what? There was a sidebar story there in the Washington Post saying what's ahead for Hillary. I didn't see that Hillary, now she may have done it in the last couple hours, but I haven't seen that Hillary Clinton has yet acknowledged that Barack Obama is the Democratic nominee. In fact, the last thing I saw before I started putzing around here, pardon my Yiddish vulgarity, before I started fooling around here with the computer, I saw a news note that the Obama team was suggesting that Hillary was not helping things by talking about being the vice presidential nominee. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you still, I don't think when all is said and done, that when that Democratic Party National Convention meets, that Barack Obama will be the nominee. And I don't think that Hillary will be either. But be that as it may, that all remains to be seen. I had a lot of interesting conversations with a variety of people today regarding the Barack Obama business. Very interesting. A guy that I know here in the neighborhood that has never been on the Internet in his life, not very well read, very nice fellow, but not very well read, kind of fancies himself a liberal Democrat, but at the same time, he quite frankly does not like black people. He happens to be an American Indian himself. And his wife was murdered by a number of blacks some years ago, beat her to death right out in the streets of Washington. Well, in any case, this gentleman came up to me today and he said, have you heard about Obama? And I said, what? And he said, well, Obama's gay, he's a Muslim, and he has Arab blood. And I said, well, I've heard variations of the three. But, you know, as I say, folks, I find it very, very interesting that someone who's never been on the Internet in his life, someone who doesn't read alternative newspapers, someone who really is largely apolitical, yet somehow he's already heard this because the poison is in the well. The poison is in the air. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? Talk to somebody else today. Talk more about this when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We will eventually go to the phones here. The number here is 800-313-9443. Call in.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here, coming to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Yes, as I say today, folks, I was having chats with different people. No one of any power or influence, just regular different people with different points of view. I mentioned this one man who really is basically totally apolitical, barely reads the daily paper, certainly never accesses the internet, and yet he's heard all the fiercest rumors about Obama. Well, I talked to another gentleman, a very dear friend of mine, an older gentleman, who, well, I wouldn't call him a racist. He speaks very fondly of the blacks that he knows. He is outraged at the possibility of Barack Obama becoming president of the United States, because he says that this is that it would bring chaos to America to have a black president who is of Muslim descent. That's his opinion on this matter. It's very interesting. It's but you know, as I told a number of people, and as I mentioned to them that I had mentioned on the show last night, that I personally don't think Barack Obama will ever get anywhere near the presidency, precisely because of the fact that he is of Muslim heritage. Even if it looks like if he is the Democratic nominee and appears to be on the verge of defeating John McCain for the presidency, I believe, unfortunately, that the Jewish power interests in this country will arrange to have him eliminated from the presidential race, whether in the manner they eliminated Bobby Kennedy from the presidential race in 1968 or whether they will Watergate him. Now, again, I hasten to add, ladies and gentlemen, that because I'm suggesting that the Jewish power interests in America don't trust Obama, that doesn't mean that I'm endorsing him. It's amazing what people will read into things. I'm just reflecting and just commenting here. Sometimes simple statements of fact are amazingly misinterpreted by people. Fact is not opinion. Opinion is not fact. Of course, in this day and age of the Internet, that really doesn't matter very much. Sad but true. Well, what does matter this week, folks? More than Barack Obama, more than Hillary Clinton, more than this horrible piece of filth known as John McCain, whom many, many people who are otherwise good patriots will be supporting this year because they will say we have to stop Obama. Obama doesn't wear an American flag on his lapel pin. We've got to stop him from becoming president. Anybody that doesn't wear an American flag on his lapel pin is not a patriot. He's un-American. Well, far more important than these characters is the anniversary we have coming up on this. I can't remember if it's Monday or Tuesday, but of course, it may even be Sunday, folks. It, of course, is the anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. There's a lot of ways that that should be commemorated, and it should be commemorated, but, of course, in this country, it's not fashionable to commemorate that. However, here, we commemorate that terrible thing every week on this network with the program broadcast on Saturdays, the Liberty Hour, with hosts Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. And, of course, Phil, good man, Phil Turney, is a survivor of the USS Liberty. Well, tomorrow night, Thursday night, God willing, we will have a couple survivors of the USS Liberty, one or more, aboard on this program tomorrow evening. Mark Glenn is arranging that now. I asked Mark to take care of it. Mark is a very good organizer, as you probably know. And I'm letting him do all the work, which is very, very nice, because I'm busy fiddling around with this computer. But in any case, all things being equal, we are going to have one or more survivors of the USS Liberty on this program tomorrow night. And I know you'll find that of interest. I understand some Liberty survivors, a survivor or survivors, will also be on Rick Adams' show Friday night, I believe. So don't hold me to that. But in any case, folks, the attack on the USS Liberty is something that we do need to remember and to commemorate. And, you know, of course, in this day and age where it's so fashionable to support the troops, it seems like they are the only troops that it's not fashionable to support. I always tell my friend, the big shot lawyer who likes to chant that phrase, support the troops. And of course, his meaning of that is, well, we've got to support the war as long as we're in the war. And the only way we're going to be able to get out of the war is if the president gets us out of the war. So therefore, while we're in the war, we have to continue supporting it and therefore support the troops, even if the troops and their leaders think that the war isn't for America. We'll figure that one out, folks. Anyway, that's not only how my friend, a big shot lawyer, thinks. That's how so many good Americans, folks, think. The bad Americans, the people who are un-American, these traitorous supporters of Israel, they sit back, folks, and laugh, and they say we have a bunch of goyim out there fighting for our interests. Onward, Christian soldiers, they sing. That's their favorite hymn, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Of course, I got myself in the soup a couple weeks ago here by doing some miscalculations, and I said that the Jewish people in America had contributed a proportional number of contributed to the war effort in conjunction with their proportion of the population. I was, of course, way, 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 way off. There were even a few people that thought I had turned into a propagandist for Israel and for the Jewish community in America. No, actually, I'm just not a very good mathematician. That's just how that works. Well, I do want to tell you, before we go to a break here, about one of our sponsors. It's a longtime sponsor of RBN, Herbal Healer Academy. Now, they are providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners, and they also have a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer Academy provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on their research into natural health. So I do recommend you visit Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com on the internet, herbalhealer.com. They have a huge variety of natural products, and they have many different specials. So check it out, herbalhealer.com. Let them know you came to them from RBN. As you know, folks, I am a strong believer in natural health and natural remedies. I don't think, frankly, I'd be alive today if I hadn't relied on natural remedies on my own for a variety of things. There are two things that I do that I shouldn't. I drink alcohol, although I haven't had a drink in about 2 weeks, actually. And I do smoke cigars. Neither of those things are good. You know, that's the old story. You see the guy that runs a health food store who eats cheeseburgers while he's cheeseburger and french fries while he's selling health foods. So you might say there's a little bit of hypocrisy there, but I'm just here to tell you folks that if you have ever scorned the concept of natural health and alternative remedies, I can tell you folks that I have used them many, many times. The most powerful drug that I take is aspirin, and I don't even try to take too many aspirin. There is one decongestant I occasionally take. But I tell you what, folks, these natural remedies are something that you really shouldn't dismiss. Things that you can get right off your spice shelf, and of course, the medical establishment doesn't want you to know about it. Nor do the big Jewish-owned media companies, because they rely upon subsidies and advertising from the medical establishment to keep their racket going, their disinformation racket going. I've even heard a few patriots scoff at the alternative health and natural remedies that we've written about in American Free Press and before that the Spotlight. It always amazes me. They call it quackery. They call it quackery. Some of these are the same people that just cannot wait to get to go to the doctor. They love to go to the doctor. They love to have doctors poking them and probing them and touching them and squeezing them, sticking needles in them. And then, of course, they like to brag about their health insurance. And well, you know, to each his own. But I'm just here to tell you, folks, don't be too quick to scoff at natural remedies. Don't be too quick at all. Well, that having been said, my periodic lecture on natural health, I'll just remind you that that points out again the fact that not all of us in the patriot movement or the nationalist movement necessarily think alike on all issues. In fact, there's a lot of people in this country who consider themselves white separatists and white nationalists who absolutely reject the idea of quote-unquote conspiracy. They say that that's for nuts and for conspiracy theorists, and that, yes, it was the Arabs that attacked the U.S. on 9/11 because that's the kind of things that Arabs do. That's the kind of nonsense you get from Jarrett Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, but what do you expect from Jarrett Taylor? All right. Going to a break, folks. When we come back, we'll go to the phones.
Yeah. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I'm going to go right to the phones right now. We do have one caller. That's Mark from Kentucky. Mark, come on up.
Hi, Mike. How are you
doing? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Just to let you know, I'm one of, I can't think of his name now off the top of my head. He's my friend, too. Van Lohman.
Yeah, I just talked to Van Lohman today, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I wish he'd give me a call. He never calls me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Van's actually pretty busy right now. But
when I talked to him last, he sounded like it.
Yeah.
You and John Stepman are pretty much tied in being like my favorite radio talk show.
Oh, God, okay.
There is something going on right now with Michael Herzog, and I think it's definitely related to a lot of things that you were talking about. Even Michael was beginning to come around to the fact that he thinks it's the same thing, too. And he just had, what was the guy's name? His first name was Mark Weber on his show today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Mark Weber is a piece of garbage as far as I'm concerned, but...
Well, okay, they did talk about a lot of stuff that was dealing with the Zionist problem and all that. Maybe you might want to inform him about it. But, but I'm just trying to say is that, Michael, he's having a lot of problems because his stepdaughter's been, taken by Homeland Security.
Yes, and I heard about that. Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it might be interesting to have him on your show.
That's not a bad idea. Actually, I just have him come on and let him tell the story exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right, and it seems like, well, it's really weird because when they turn around and they took her, within like minutes after Homeland Security, Homeland Security visits his website every day. And like minutes after she was taken and all that, for some unknown reason, all of a sudden he gets a hit twice from Israel. And that's the first time that ever happened.
I'm laughing. I'm sure it's absolutely true. I'm just being, I'm not surprised. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking it might be a good idea. And, there's something else I wanted to talk about too. And I'm really starting to get really angry with, quote unquote patriots that seem to sideline this issue of Zionism. And, I just want to ask you, why do you think that they do this? I mean, I've heard certain patriots, and this was a couple of years ago, where he was climbing the walls, saying he was going to sue the ADL and everything for being put on their list, where if it was me, I would probably frame the damn thing.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Actually, yeah, it's largely, I think, a badge of honor if a criminal organization like the Anti-Defamation League, which is totally disloyal to America and totally loyal to the international Zionist cause and to the State of Israel. And note that I do not say that the international Zionist cause is strictly related to Israel, because it goes much bigger than that, you know. But in any case, a lot of these patriots, and I've said this before in this show, I've been saying it for years, a lot of people who call themselves patriots think that they stay under the radar by not talking about Israel or Zionism or Jewish power or any of these things. They say, well, I only talk about taxes, or I only talk about gun owners' rights, or I only talk
or
about
the Illuminati.
What's that?
Bohemian Grove, or
anybody who talks about any political issues in this country is subject to the discipline in their own style by the Anti-Defamation League. They've kept files on thousands and thousands of people. When they raided the FBI. Or I'm sorry, when the FBI and the San Francisco Police Department raided the home of Roy Bullock, the ADL spy, they didn't just find files on the Ku Klux Klan and the American Nazi Party or Liberty Lobby or the Institute for Historical Review, which, of course, has now been ruined from within and is being managed by Mark Weber on behalf of the people who destroyed the IHR. No, they found files on left-wing groups. They found that it was later revealed that the FBI, that the ADL had been spying on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, they keep files on anybody and everybody who is a political dissident, anybody who makes public noises about political issues, because the thing is, they are your classic control freaks. They want to know what everybody thinks and what everybody does. And if you're a potential threat, you're a potential threat to them if you have a political point of view. And that's what the ADL is all about. And you know, these patriots that say, well, they're just going to hang Mike Piper and Mark Glenn and this person and that person, but they're not going to hang me. I'm here to tell you, they're going to hang them on the same scaffold they hang the rest of us.
That's why I say a lot of people, you know, it doesn't matter where you're white or black, or I live in Covington, Kentucky. I live in a predominantly dark area. And I get into conversations with people. I say, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're doing it to us all now. There's no, they just practiced on you before. Now they're going to do it to us all. Can I ask you one more question?
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on for the break, Mark. Please do that. All right, okay. We are going to the break. When we come back after the turn of the half hour, we'll be back with Mark from Kentucky.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. To remind you folks, you know, we do have a membership package here at RBN. It's $14.99 a month. You get a bi-weekly newsletter. Bi-weekly newsletter provides product discount specials, news about special events, commentary exclusive to the newsletter. And you can also get that at a 10% discount for 6 month membership for only $80.94. That's $81, ladies and gentlemen, for 6 month membership. 1 year membership is $152.90. You can get those details by going right to republicbroadcasting.org here on the internet. And of course, your membership helps this network stay afloat, because I can assure you folks, it costs a lot of money to keep this going, and I can guarantee you folks that RBN couldn't survive without your support. So I do encourage you, and I don't encourage you often enough to make donations to RBN. If you don't want to join and become a member, you can always make a donation. So think about that, folks. It's very, very important to do that. Just make a donation to Republic Broadcasting. If you're listening on the internet, all you got to do to get the address is just go to republicbroadcasting.org. All right. back to the callers. We have Mark from Kentucky aboard with us. Mark, you were about to ask a question or make a point, but in any case, you're back. What's going on?
Okay. Just to add something to that Republic Broadcasting endorsement you just gave, you can also become a micro broadcaster, and that will give you a membership that way, too. And it's a good way of helping the RVN out.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, you're one of those, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, that's right. Okay, yeah, that's.
And I'm trying to get it up, and I'm getting the. I'm sending away for the antenna tonight. So.
All right. But, yeah, that's a good thing to do because it really does cut around our friends that control the mass media in this country. And
well, I want to take on WLW big time.
Oh, absolutely.
We were talking earlier about Mark Weber. Now, was he the guy that took it over, the National Historical Institute, and he is the one that actually suppressed all the writings from, like Adolf Hitler's cousin or something like that?
Oh, no, what they did under Willis Cardo's leadership at the Institute for Historical Review, they were translating, with an agreement by General Leon Degrelle, who had been the head of the Wallonian Division of the Waffen-SS, and he was the last surviving major figure of World War II, they were translating General Degrelle's works. He had projected to write 14 volumes. Unfortunately, he died before he could finish them, but after they took over the Institute for Historical Review, Mark Weber and some of his associates declared that the works were flagrantly pro-Nazi, and one of them said that it was a big white elephant with a great big swastika on its side. This is the group that took over the Institute for Historical Review, and Leon Degrelle was one of the last great figures of World War II, still surviving, highly regarded among nationalists throughout Europe, and they trashed his works. Fortunately, Mrs. Degrelle worked with Willis Cardo in trying to salvage what could be salvaged of his writings. And since that time, despite the fact that Weber and company managed to try to bury the works of Leon Degrelle for all time, we published them in the Barnes Review. And in fact, we may be putting a book together, finances permitting, of the entire assembly of the works of Leon Degrelle. Actually, the Institute for Historical Review was taken over under the direction of a San Francisco millionaire named Andrew Allen. Andrew Allen was mixed up over in Burma and also in Afghanistan running, as he put it, supplies, quote-unquote. This is at a time when, of course, anybody who knows anything about the whole Mujahideen movement knows that the Mossad was running that. The CIA was funding it, but the Mossad was running it. And this guy, Andrew Allen, who directed to take over the Institute for Historical Review, this shadowy millionaire out of San Francisco, he has Mossad and CIA connections up the wazoo. There was another element involved in the takeover of the IHR, a so-called church, a self-help group that had installed several of its members inside the staff of the Institute for Historical Review. And this group itself is known to have been taken over by Jewish interests. According to one European source, it was actually the Bronfman family. So they maintained the existence of the Institute for Historical Review, even though they weren't putting out a publication. The only thing they have is a website. What's that?
Was Malachi Martin also involved with
Malachi
that
Martin? Malachi Martin, who was a known Mossad operative, an ADL agent, was actually funding the Institute for Historical Review, according to a public admission by Mark Weber. After, though, a lot of people pointed out that Malachi Martin did have these Mossad connections and that he had been revealed by Larry Patterson and Jim Condon, after it had been that people pointed out that they had revealed this guy was an ADL operative, Weber pulled the references to Malachi Martin from the website for a while. So, yeah, that whole thing is very, very murky, and the only reason they kept the Institute for Historical Review alive in terms of as an entity was for the simple reason that they were using the Institute for Historical Review to pursue nuisance lawsuits against Liberty Lobby, and then they later tried to sue American Free Press, and they got this, in fact, they tried to sue me personally. They got this Jewish lawyer down Pennsylvania Avenue here to go after us in this baseless lawsuit, but it still cost American Free Press all of about $50,000 to defend it. So, this guy Mark Weber, I'm not going to praise him at all. This guy cost me my I had about $10,000 in my entire life savings, and I lost it all because of all the problems that were happening to Liberty Lobby. And having just a complicated series of things, so I lost my life savings as a result of this piece of garbage, Mark Weber, who's no more than a front for the Mossad, as far as I'm concerned. But I could go on for hours about that, and I don't want to do that. So
well, I want to say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you get to the other callers. I'm sorry I got you so hung up. I was wanting to ask you, there are certain things I wanted to ask you about that I don't think I should really talk about on the air. And I was wanting to know if I was able to, when you have time, that, you might be able to give me a call on my cell phone.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, why don't you give your number to, I guess Van Lohman has your number.
Yes, he does.
All right, I'll get it from Van Lohman. How's that sound? That'd probably be easier than you giving it to my producer, and I'll just
That'd
call Van
great.
And get it from you.
Yeah, because there's certain things that I'm wondering about, and like I said, I don't want to bring this up because these are theories, and I don't want to murky the airwaves with any kind of rumors or stuff
right,
like that.
Right, I got you. Okay, no problem. No problem at all. Listen, Mark, thanks for your call, as always.
Thank you, sir.
All right, yeah. Okay, let's bring up Tony from Illinois, who's been very patient. Tony, how are you this evening?
Oh, okay, Mike. Hey, and Mike, Jared Taylor, I wouldn't consider him a white nationalist. He's a big Jew lover. You know that.
Well, you said it, I didn't, but no, Jared Taylor is, for some inexplicable reason, pretty highly regarded among a lot of people. He also happens to be a good friend of this guy, Mark Weber, that I was just talking about.
Really?
Absolutely.
I couldn't imagine that.
They've been friends going back for years, yeah.
Wow, but that's not what I called about.
Let's not even talk about them. Go ahead, Tony.
Two things. Real fast. How can Christopher Bolin, he's a fugitive?
Mm-hmm.
How could he be sitting, in Estonia or wherever with a website that he's updating with a PayPal account on it? You understand what I'm saying? If PayPal is aiding and abetting a fugitive. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I don't get this.
Well,
do you have an explanation for this?
Well, the explanation for it... The explanation for that is that things are not always as they seem.
They can't be.
No, that's exactly right. And ostensibly the official story is he's living in exile in Norway. That's the last I've heard. But then again, he could be hiding out in Alabama for all I know. And when I say Alabama, I know because one of his handlers operated out of Alabama, so it's possible that he's never even left American soil. But the very fact that he continues to operate, he's ostensibly living in exile, and yet now he's basically able to do whatever he wants, smear anybody he wants, put out any disinformation, and there's no one to call him on it.
I have personally nothing against the guy, and I just read his website. But, it struck me he has to have bank accounts. They can find out where the guy is through collecting the PayPal. They can go to PayPal.
Well, here's the thing. That is exactly the point, that if he was considered by Michael Chertoff and Homeland Security to be this real threat, all they have to do is file for his extradition, and then they can, you know, I mean, and they can find out exactly where he is. I mean, obviously. So that just goes to show you that he's never considered that big a threat in the first
place.
Yeah,
something is very peculiar there.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, have you seen, this is on Western Voices World News, I don't know if you know that site, there's a picture of Obama's wife with in a group of 2, 4, 6 black ladies, six black ladies, and seven black ladies. The other black lady is Louis Farrakhan's wife. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I'm not surprised. What I am surprised is that they didn't bring that out before.
It's from Jet Magazine, which I think you've heard of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's from July 26, 2004. At a Rainbow Push Coalition 33rd annual conference in Chicago.
Well, I guarantee you that that's going to be big news before all is said and done. Although I tell you what, it's kind of interesting. It turns out I was kind of surprised and amused alternately by this. It turns out that even Ed Rendell, the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, who supported Hillary Clinton, he actually even said some nice things about Louis Farrakhan. So, you know, it's a situation where it will be used selectively against Obama. Frankly, as I said to Willis Cardo today, we were talking about this whole Obama, Farrakhan, Reverend Wright thing. I've heard Louis Farrakhan speak. It's very interesting. I've heard him speak several times, and I've been there in the company of different people of different political persuasions and even people who would generally agree with me on things, and they hear a completely different tone from Louis Farrakhan than I do. I don't hear an anti-white tone from Louis Farrakhan. I hear a tone from Louis Farrakhan saying that black people can't rely upon white people to do for them. Black people have to do for themselves. That blacks are different from whites and whites are different from blacks. Whites care only about themselves, and therefore blacks should care only about themselves. But the kind of rhetoric that he uses, coming from his political point of view, when it is heard in the white community, it can be pretty frightening. But I tell you what, I trust people like Louis Farrakhan a lot more than I do people like Jesse Jackson, who will sing a different tune to whoever pays the piper. I wish a lot more people did pay the piper, but in any case, I think that it's a tribute to Barack Obama that he had any association with Louis Farrakhan, but my opinion doesn't represent the opinion of the people who make policy and the people who control the media in this country. So any association that the Obamas had with the Farrakhans, I guarantee you, is going to be akin to having an association with the devil.
Well, see, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, and by the way, I'm talking to you from about 7 miles west of that Unity Church.
Okay.
In Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm trying to figure out, and this is why I brought this up with you, is that, you know, how is AIPAC, okay, in the Zionist cabal, okay, that controls our political system and controls who's going to go in that White House, what is their relationship to this guy? Because I'm talking Obama. In my opinion, okay, he's a racist black, he hates whites, and because he's in with Farrakhan, and he is. He's had that whole, you don't go to that church and like white people, and you don't like Jews either.
Right, exactly.
And I just don't understand. Did you see him today? He's in front of AIPAC telling them what they want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. You know, I mean, you can say, well, you know, they're stuck with the guy. They're going to control him like they control everybody else. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if he gets out of hand, we'll eliminate him. But the thing is, why would they even want to bother with that? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I tell you, see, that's the thing. I think it was kind of, I kind of think that the whole thing was, I don't want to say by accident, but a lot of it was by circumstance, that he was the one they were, because I don't think they ever wanted Hillary Clinton. I mean, the very fact that she is ostensibly now not the nominee should pretty much be evidence to people of that. I think they built him up to try to undermine her with the intent of maybe moving another candidate in there, maybe John Edwards, somebody like that, some mashed potatoes type character like John Edwards. But Obama took off a little bit more than they expected. And now, you know, it's they're dealing with something that's most uncomfortable. All they have to do is just start hitting him with Farrakhan, start hitting him with these rumors, and the Jewish money where it counts is going to go to John McCain. But, you know, it all remains to be seen, Tony.
They know, I know we're going to break that, they know he does not like Jews. They have to know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, take it easy.
That's the irony of it all. All right, Tony, thanks for the call. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Just to remind you, tomorrow night we'll be talking about the USS Liberty from guys who were there, with guys who were there. All right, we have one more caller here tonight. Bring him up, Martin from Washington. Martin, are you there?
I sure am. How are you
doing? Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Very well. I'm inclined to make Jim from Texas really jealous.
Okay.
Well, he gives you a bad time all the time about your vocabulary.
Okay.
And I have a word For the politicians who balance great for AIPAC, the people at the hotel who went along with the sabotaging of the conference last fall, the word is Zyostitute.
I like that.
I knew you would. I like getting you to laugh. I have another little thing that was on the Internet yesterday, and this is for real.
Okay.
Lynn Cheney, wife of Dick Cheney, was on a TV show yesterday, like Good Morning America or something. She's written a book on the genealogy of family, and she mentioned that Dick Cheney and Barack Obama are eighth cousins.
Yes. I had heard something about that. Yeah, that's
and
kind
so,
of
but the Barack Obama campaign really had fun with it. They said, well, every family has its black sheep.
Well,
and of course, they were talking about Dick Cheney.
Well, you know, that's very, very interesting then, because if they're related in the right way, then that might mean Barack Obama has Jewish blood, because an old-time reader of American Free Press from Wyoming called me and told me a couple years ago that it was generally believed in Wyoming, or I should say it was generally known that the Cheney family, and that's how Cheney actually pronounces his name, that the Cheney family were considered to be Jewish and that they had converted to Christianity. Okay. Now, like I say, I only ever heard that one time from this one caller who called me and spoke to me on the phone at American Free Press. Now, I didn't get the impression that the guy was making it up. I got the impression that this gentleman, who was an older guy who came from one of the early families that settled Wyoming, you know, that state was settled relatively late, you know, in terms of American settlement. And so a lot of people out there know each other. So I just kind of thought that was interesting. So I guess that raises the question, is Barack Obama Jewish? And I'm only being facetious
That's
here, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I called because of something that happened, though, about a month ago when you had Professor Goodwin on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about pictures and captions on pictures and how they can be used to deceive people. He specifically mentioned a picture of bodies stacked up like cordwood.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the caption said, dead gassed Jews.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've got another one here, since we don't have much time. You probably remember during the Bosnian War, the front cover of Life magazine of the guys, the picture of the guys behind the fence in the Serb concentration camp?
I don't remember that particular picture, but tell us about it.
Well, the guy, the photographer, came clean in the summer of 2000. Oh, darn. We
what
don't
was
have
it?
Time for this.
What was
we?
The picture actually of? Tell us.
It was taken from inside a refugee camp, from inside a fence that was around the generator inside the refugee camp. There was no fence around the camp. It was a refugee camp. But the editor said, I've heard about Serb concentration camps. Send me a photo. The guy said, there aren't any. He said, either you send one or I'll send somebody who'll get one. In other words, send me a fake photograph
something
or
I
you're
can
fired.
Use. Something that I can use. Well, that's Life Magazine, one of our most respected mainstream media voices. Martin, thanks for your call. Interesting way to close the show, folks. See you tonight.
Men, are you...